You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
Hey guys, welcome to Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity. I am joined in studio. He is an artist, a songwriter, the CEO of Trillionaire Etiquette, the one, the only, the sincere show.
Yeah, baby, welcome to the show.
We gotta do a little dance break at the beginning.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, now I gotta ask you, you know who this is?
What's that?
It's that old school flow.
Ooh.
The Whisperers.
What you know about that, boy?
Well, I've been trying to find out. I know about it. Every time I have a guest in here, they don't know about it.
I know the song. I'm trying to see who is the artist, though.
It's the Whisperers.
Oh, it's the Whisperers. They had that vibe,
that
man.
Throwback. But
they had that vibe.
You know, Will Smith sampled it.
It did.
Miami.
Miami, yeah, for sure.
I'm just glad that you knew that,
though. Yeah, 100%.
You know how many people come in here and they be like,
you know,
no,
my parents, that's all they listen to is that old, that groovy music. That's how I was getting, my mom used to be cleaning up the house.
That Sunday morning.
Aretha, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just, you know, you 2, 3 years old. You're like, what's this right here? Start singing the songs, and then now it's hip hop now, so you know.
It's all about hip hop. And, I mean, obviously we had the VMAs.
Yeah, 100.
Huge event. VMAs is probably one of the bigger music award shows. That just people get excited about. It's just something about
it's
the
fun
performances.
Yeah,
that everyone just brings a different element to it. There have been some comments that the VMAs haven't been what they used to be. I felt like last night they did a pretty good job, though.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Some of the fashion, I think, you know, J-Lo did very well.
She stepped out. Amber Rose stepped out.
I mean,
Beyonce stepped out. You know, the ladies came with it.
They
you know
did
what I'm saying? And I seen Jason Derulo. He had a nice little white lens.
All white suit.
He stepped out. So, you know, I mean, they trying. You know, I mean, I'm the fashion guru. So, you know, I'm always particular about people's style. You know what I'm saying? But they looked all right. You know, the ladies definitely did their thing.
It was definitely all about the ladies for
sure.
Year. All right. So some of the performances we had Ariana Grande, Jessie J, Nicki
Ariana,
Minaj.
If you out there, I'm single.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I thought this girl was little. And then the stuff that she's singing, the dresses they
got
her
in. She's a grown woman, though.
She's
like 23, man. A lot of people don't know that. But I've been knowing Ariana since she was like 16, man. So
she can blow.
She can sing.
And she did that last night. Nicki Minaj, in the middle of their performance, she did Anaconda and killed it.
Of course.
And then she came out to do the Bang Bang song and didn't have time to zip up her dress.
Well, you know, Nicki is known for the theatrics, so her hair ain't flamboyant. She got to do something to keep us entertained. So,
and she did a very good job.
She did a good job, you know what I'm saying? I was excited, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, Nicki, she always come to put on a show. So, I mean, I'm not surprised that her boobs almost fell out, you know?
Not at all. And then, of course, Beyonce gave us a concert last night. The VMAs was a great opening for Beyonce's concert tour.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to Beyonce for getting Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award. I mean, this whole year has been about Beyonce.
For sure. For sure.
Do you see her taking a break after this, marketing-wise? Or is it kind of a little too much Beyonce? Or is it just like, it's Beyonce?
You know,
you don't get
I
tired
feel
of
like,
Beyonce.
You know, we get a lot of they're getting a lot of negative press, her and her husband Jay, the God MC, you know, on their relationship. I think they should take a break, you know what I'm saying? They on tour together, and if you want to keep it together, you know how easy it is for relationships to end in Hollywood. You got Nick and Mariah, they breaking up over him making a couple of comments, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, that's how the perception is. So it's like they should probably take a break, you know what I'm saying, and get back to just family, raising their daughter, and maybe having another baby, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what I would do. I mean, y'all worth $1 billion, what more do you try to prove at this point?
You want to do another concert next year?
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like Jay-Z had just did a concert, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn, so I had to go to both. I went to his concert, and then, you know, the ladies, they like Beyonce, so I had to take one of my lady friends to see Beyonce. But, I mean, I don't know. They should definitely take a break, though. For
I mean,
sure.
Just after last night, it was just like, if you don't sit down, Beyonce,
yeah, it's like,
that,
where do you go from here? You know what I'm saying? Like,
be a mom.
Be a mom. Be a mom. Be beautiful. Yeah. Be elegant.
Like, Blue's talking now.
She talking. She's singing a song. She can't be partitioning while she, the baby Blue is, she partitioning with you. Come on, B. But, you know, I think they just, they like me, you know, I like to accumulate wealth. You know what I'm saying? And I think they those type of people, you know,
they just like to sit down.
Yeah, like Lex Luthor from, Superman. He just wanted to, he was rich and everything, but he wanted to get rid of Superman just because he was in the way. It was no reason.
Maybe that's Beyonce's problem.
Yeah. She wanted to be Superman. Her and Jay-Z, so they perfect for each other.
They are. And they won, best collaboration for Drunken Love last night.
Great song.
Yes. Let's go through some of the, categories. Video of the year went to Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball. All right, so now who would you have picked? Would you have picked Iggy Azalea Fancy, Beyonce Drunken Love, Pharrell Williams Happy, or Sia Chandelier?
I'd have picked Pharrell Williams Happy.
It's
the biggest record, and it was a 24-hour video, so it's like, you know what I'm saying?
You can't, video of the year.
Yeah,
it's, I mean, the it's video of the year. Day, it was 24 hours.
Yeah, 24 hours, so I don't really know why they would do that, but.
All right, how do you feel about this one? Best Hip Hop. It was either Eminem Berserk, Drake, Hold On, Childish Gambino, 3005, Kanye West, Black Skinhead, Wiz Khalifa, Weed and Boys. Drake won for Hold On.
Nah. That was a dope video, though.
It was
kind of like a little Tony Montana-ish, but I like the 3005 video.
Yeah,
I like that video a lot.
I'm a huge Childish Gambino fan. I mean, I never expected him to win this category up against them. Just
Drake and Eminem. You think maybe Eminem. But you know what? I'm biased because Eminem is like one of my biggest inspirations. So I don't know. I'd have picked Eminem just because. But if it was...
Did you go to the Monster Tour?
I didn't go.
Didn't see it.
Yeah, because I had just went to the Jay-Z Beyonce thing.
Like, I'm tired.
Yeah, it was like 3 days later. I'm like, y'all killing me. I'm not going way back out there to the fucking Rose Bowl. I was like, nah. So
I heard that a lot of people, you know, most people went for the Rihanna aspect, but actually ended up saying that Eminem got it live.
Thing. Yeah, for sure. Because people be, you know, they forget.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said, but how easily do they forget? You know, Eminem, he's Eminem.
Yes.
You know, that's why he's the biggest selling hip-hop artist all the time, because he's Eminem. So you forget, because he ain't really came out with nothing. Then the album before this one was kind of whack. You know what I'm saying? He said himself, like, I know that shit was not, the relapse was not what you want, but you know what I'm saying?
That's
you know,
what he had to put out.
He Eminem, so now he berserk now, you know?
He's berserk, and he is the number one rapper of all time. But this guy's trying to come for his place. Marcus M. Positive Parker. So here's this guy.
Who is that?
He is a motivational rap artist. And he's very familiar with the fact of challenging youth today. And what he wants to do is bring...
Is that the guy?
This is the guy right here. This is Marcus Parker, M. Positive, he goes by. He came out to basically start and say this. He says, too often rap is associated with profanity, violence, and words that objectify women. As a positive rap artist, I know that I am not alone in my passion for positive rap and entertainment, which is why I have launched Motivation Rap. So basically what Motivation Rap is going to be a label in which he's pulling up female MCs, male MCs, mm-hmm. Who want to spread a positive message.
Okay.
In order to be a part of them, the group.
You got to have positive message.
Exactly. No swearing, no objectifying women, no negativity, no violence in your
so
lyrics.
So he ain't trying to sign 2 Chainz at all.
That's sure ain't.
He's like, yo, I mean, you know, it's something out there for everybody. They do Christian rap and stuff, so I guess he got a lane. You know, somebody in white suburbia don't want their kids listening to all that craziness.
Do you think it's interesting that you said, what did you just say, Christian rap?
Yeah.
So I'm assuming he's not trying to go there with it. But how do you do something where, you know, in hip hop, it's you know, we have our rights. We can say what we want.
Yeah, that was the point. The basis of it is fuck everybody. So, I mean, like I said, it's something out there for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, honestly, all the time, I don't necessarily want to listen to fucking 2 Chainz cursing out a bitch and leaving her at the mall is driving off her. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to listen to that, you know,
mall.
But then I'll go grab a Nas album. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'll go listen to some old Nas and listen to, you know what I mean? He got a lot of positive inspirational records. One of my most favorite records of all time is If Heaven Was a Mile Away, where he just kind of talking about if it was right there, would you change, you know, your outlook on life and the shit you're doing? So, I mean,
Swearing isn't all that bad.
It's not at all. It's just a word. Yeah, and it's the way it's perceived. You know what I'm saying? I always say that perception is 90% of the other person's reality. You know what I'm saying? So if you perceive something to be bad, then okay, it's bad to you, but I don't give a fuck, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Hey, turn up, you know? Sometimes you want to see some a little bit of profanity. It's like put a punctuation on what you're saying, you know? So I don't know.
It's the little details.
But good luck to him. And
yeah, and if you guys want to join, you guys can submit a motivational rap or browse the selection of positive entertainment.
I hope he cutting checks, man. You want people to come and rap without cursing. Make sure you got a check for them to sign on that dotted line. You know what I'm saying? Because if not, you know, they can just rap positive on their own.
Hey, you know, he's got to start somewhere. Those walls are a little plain, but we're going to get there. Y'all can check out motivationalrap.com. There's a number, but just there you go if you want that. All right. Let's get into some of these music videos.
Let's go.
So, one of the most slept on artists, and I personally feel, of our generation, Teyana Taylor.
100%.
I just don't understand the Google Me song. I couldn't with that song. Yeah, but everything else after that, I've been pretty obsessed with Teyana Taylor. I don't know what the deal is, why she can't pop or what happened. Some people say she fucks herself over with her business moves or what. I don't know. I feel like maybe the world just isn't ready for her.
Mm-hmm.
Teyana Taylor, Pusha T, Yo Gotti. We dropped this song in the Six Mix a few weeks back, but she dropped a music video for it. Mm-hmm. Have you seen this yet?
I haven't seen the music video.
You're in for a treat right now. All right. Here we are, Teyana Taylor, maybe.
I'm single, Teyana.
Oh, well, apparently after this video, she is.
Chill.
Uh-huh.
Yo. Hey, you know what it is,
Sean. Uh-huh. Looking
maybe,
like a young Maryland.
Maybe it's the money, baby, maybe not. Maybe I fell in love with you on the spot. Never lie. Keep it G. I told you that her off the top. Maybe you never met a street nigga thugging on the block. And I ain't fucking with no thot.
I just with Teyana in Vegas, too, man. She a good friend of mine.
Ball, this she shot,
she turns up.
110%.
And let them talk, shout. And I've been drinking too much. And it got me thinking too much. You in my head, what the fuck?
I say, boy, you done did it. Love how you kiss it.
She mad at somebody. I know her. Rihanna got to that beef. She say, all right, bitch.
Oh, no. This song should just be called hashtag Rihanna Who.
Oh.
Had to pause, nigga. Wait a minute.
Wait, do they really have beef right now?
They had a little situation a few months back on Twitter.
Teyana Taylor, Yo Gotti, Pusha T. Maybe.
I think I'm going to watch this video like 13 more times. I'm going to go home and...
Oh, and it just elevates from that.
Wow.
So there you go. Teyana Taylor, Pusha T, Yo Gotti, maybe. Next, this is one of my homegirls. She lives out here in L.A. Sensei Don't Play. She took the track off of Ben J's Selfie. Did a little remix in it. Shout out to DJ Marley Waters as well. Here you go, Sensei Don't Play.
Let's go, Sensei. Ooh.
I take a selfie. Now the fake ass pimp trying to sell me. Louisville country grammar like I.
She a white girl?
Lurking at my
white
bitch.
Mexican.
Help G. Top notch bitch. I'm a rock shit. Okay. Rolling stone, gray stone in the cockpit. I'm a fly bitch. Giuseppe's on my feet. Cost more than yours. Balling hard worldwide. Diva make a phone. Use a calling card.
The product placement of popular demand is incredible. These guys are everywhere.
Everywhere.
These guys are. Shout out to Blake, man.
I know Blake.
Yeah, man.
iTunes single make a million over one night. No disrespect, but you stop if
yeah, she's not bad at all.
There y'all go. Sensei Don't Play Selfie Freestyle. Y'all can check that out. She's drinking a 40, smoking a blunt.
Yeah, she ain't bad at all. I could get with it. You know what I'm saying?
She got a lot more coming out. But next, let's get into You Sincere.
Yeah, man. King of shows, man. SincereShow.com.
First of all, I just have to start this. Where did the name Sincere Show come from?
You know what? The original name Sincere, my mom's called me that since I was a baby. You know what I mean? In fact, she says that she wanted to name me that, but my uncle died while she was pregnant with me. His name was Vincent, so I took on his first name.
Why did she want to name you Sincere?
I don't know. That was just something she wanted to do. So it was always just been a nickname, you know. Even when I was in school, all teachers called me that. I get a job, my name tag say Sincere. It's just been a name that's been with me forever. And then, you know, when the Twitter shit boom came, you know, you got to get a Twitter handle. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it went, it was Sincere Music at first, because I came to Hollywood to do music, and then I had did this party, man, and it was like legendary. I'm like, you know, I'm one of the like biggest promoters in Hollywood. I did this party and it was like legendary. And I was like, man, you know what, man? I'm not just music. You know what I'm saying? It's the show. I might, you know what I'm saying, come out the sky. I might show up with some lions. You know what I'm saying? I just was like, yo, it's bigger than music. You know what I'm saying? So I had this big shit going on where it was a countdown. I was changing my name, my Twitter handle. It was crazy. And then I changed it to Sincere Show. And because I just felt like, you know, I want to provide pieces of art to the world. I don't necessarily want to be boxed in. You tell people you do music, they tell you you can't do fashion. Yep. You tell them you do fashion, they tell you you can't do parties. You know, it's kind of like, you know, I'm the show. So now what? You know what I'm saying? So I want to give them a show every time they see me. I want it to be a show.
So you're from Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And what made you want to move to L.A. as far as, you know, you said getting into music at first? Yeah, what was that kind of drive?
You hearing about the stuff going on in Chicago mm-hmm. right now. Chicago is a tough city, man. And I always saw myself outside of just being some guy in Chicago, because I was pretty popular on the music scene in Chicago as a singer. I was doing R&B music back then. I thought I was the next R. Kelly, nigga, the second coming to R. Kelly, you know. And then when I was 18, I had the opportunity to move to New York to work on some music with this guy that ran SRC Universal. Mm-hmm. So I went out there. My sister let me live with her. My sister was living out there. And then New York just wasn't really a good fit for me.
How long were you in New York?
I was in New York about 9 months. It wasn't a good fit for me. I ended up going back to Chicago. And on my return, The Prodigal Son Returns, a good friend of mine, Young Berg, was getting a lot of success in the music business. He had a big record out,
yeah.
Sexy Lady. And then he had the one with Ray J, the Sexy Can I. And he was on tour. And Ray J couldn't show up to a lot of the spot dates because Ray J was already this big artist. So Young Berg gave me the opportunity to come on tour with him, and I would like sing Ray J parts when Ray J wasn't there, or sing the other guy, Junior, wouldn't be on tour. I'll sing his parts when he wasn't there. And it was just a great opportunity. Young Berg wanted to move to California. He thought it was a good place to be for him and his music, because he started out here. Mm-hmm. He kind of popped out here. So he was like, man, shit, come on, nigga, come live with me. And I was like, cool. So I moved in, and then, shit, I mean, you know, went through a lot of trials and tribs. He went through a lot of stuff during that time with his own music career. And I just kind of sat back and seen a lot of the mistakes he made and a lot of the good stuff he did, too. And I just kind of took heed to it. He ended up moving to Miami, and I stayed. I was like, I'm not about to be young boy forever. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I was like, I'm going to stay back. And I was working with No ID at the time. And it was an opportunity on the table. He wanted to sign me. So I decided to stay to see what that was going to end up being. Obviously, that shit didn't work out, but it allowed me to stay here and make my own legacy. So
how did you kind of drift from, if you were more focused in the singing world to kind of getting into hip-hop?
This is what happened, man. After the No ID situation, I had a deal on the table. He was going to sign me. He felt like I was the next guy, you know. He wanted my music to be in the direction that I really, you know, wasn't. I'm a nigga, you know what I'm saying? I want to talk about certain things. And then I was doing all the singing shit, and the deal didn't go through, and I found myself living in my car, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was broke, you know, and just struggling. And then I kind of started hating music. I was like, man, I don't fuck music. I want to make some money. That was my whole goal at that time. I was like, I want to make some money. And then that's how I started doing the parties, just to make money. I didn't think it was going to make me this guy. I just wanted to make money. And then,
so how did you get involved with that? Like, what was your first kind of party?
It was this guy named Willie Will. He was a promoter. He used to book Young Berg all the time. And at some point, Young Berg didn't have any management. So I was kind of like handling his business. So mm-hmm. like, not necessarily handling, because it was like, he was a celebrity. So a lot of people would try to talk to him, and I would get their numbers, girls, guys, whoever, you know, people, potential promoters, and, you know, whatever. So
kind of helped you learn a management.
It helped me learn management, but it also helped me to meet a lot of people, a lot of girls for sure, and then a lot of guys. So somebody like Willie Will, I reached out to him. I'm like, man, you know, I'm trying to do my music. I had this song I thought was going to be a big hit with me singing. I'm like, yo, I want to host a party. And he was like, cool, no problem, because he used to book Berg to host all the time. So I'm like, that's a way to make some money. I think the dude paid me like $150 or something. I showed up to the club with 100 girls, and he was like, oh shit. He like, so he made a deal with me that he would pay me to do that once a week. That's just show up with these girls, give me free liquor and all this shit. And then, that's kind of how I got into the party thing. But along that journey of doing parties with him, one day I went to pick him up because he ain't have a car, and he was like, owed me some money. So he was like, I gotta cash this check. I look at the check, it was $10,000. I was only getting $200 of that. I was like, hold the fuck up, I'm on the wrong side of this. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So I, being a smart young businessman, just broke away from dude. I'm like, I'm gonna do my own parties. And I started doing like after parties and stuff. And the funny thing is that a lot of my success is due to Rihanna, because she used to come to all my parties and we'd be out together. The paparazzi would be taking pictures of us, and people start associating my brand with her. Rihanna's. Like, if Rihanna gonna go, we gonna go. And then I started meeting everybody. She introduced me to a lot of people, and really just, you know what I'm saying, was, I mean, just a good friend.
So you went from this moment of living in your car to kind of being swept into this world of business, but you're not really into the music anymore.
Yeah, I was like, fuck music.
How did you, because that's an interesting comment, because I went through it similar. How did you fall back in love with music?
What happened is, I was looking for somebody to manage me at the time, because I felt like I was the next P. Diddy, and it was bigger than music. And, I got hooked up with these guys, 3783. They had a company, and I was still homeless, but they didn't know. But they had this like facility with a recording studio and all this shit in it. And I was just really there to like write and work on their artists, because that was really my original passion, was right, writing music. And then I would just kind of sleep there, you know what I'm saying? And then one of the owners, one of my old management, which was Raekwon, he found out that I was like, you know what I'm saying, sleeping in the car and shit. He was like, you know, just stay, you know, you just stay, just watch out for the place. It was some after parties and stuff going on next door. He was like, just kind of, you know, monitor everything. And then I kind of got real heavy into management, writing, and just developing other artists, some of the artists that they had. And I was in a club one night, Colony. It used to be Colony, yeah, on Mondays, Lollipop Mondays. And this guy, T-Money, had this song with Ray J and this girl named Kim Cartel. It was called the West L.A. or something. I Love L.A. or I Am L.A. And this girl was rapping, and she just murdered their song. You know
what was her name again?
Her name was Kim Cartel. And I'm in the club, and I'm watching this girl. And I'm like, damn, this bitch is incredible. You know what I'm saying? So I approached her after that. I was like, look, you know, I'm working with this company. We got a little money. You know, at the time, my money, right? You know what I'm saying? I found me a little apartment. You know, I'm doing my shit now, you know. And then I was like, you know what I'm saying? We should sit down, and I want to fuck with you and do some music with you. And she was like, all right, cool, no problem. We went and sat down with the guys. They wanted to sign her. They started managing her. And I was just kind of like her little brother. She was a little older than me. And I was in the studio of the creating process with her as a rapper. So some of the times I would do hooks for her and do little bars to kind of let her, like, well, maybe you should rap it like this. Mm-hmm. And I would get in the booth and I would rap her shit and the hooks, but my tone wasn't right. I ain't had a tone for rapping because I'm a singer. You know, I'm in the booth like, yeah, we about to turn up in the club. But the flows was crazy. The bars was crazy. But it just wasn't rap worthy. So one day, actually, the Hold Me Down song, I used to start telling people, man, I'm the hottest rapper, just, you know, gassing myself up. And I was in a studio with a friend of mine, Kay Smith, Will Smith's nephew. We was in the Boom Boom Room, and I had this hook. I was trying to sell the hook to him because I wrote it for T.I., and then T.I. went to jail. It was whatever. It was a lot of shit. But I was like, man, I'm a rapper on this hook. But I was trying to give it to him. Uh-huh. He ain't like it. So we just kind of sitting in the studio. I'm like, man, you know what? I'm going to go in there and I'm going to rap on it, and I'm going to show you how to make the song hot. I was really just joking around. And Kay Smith said, he said, all right, go ahead. So I went in the booth, and what I did was, instead of rapping in my voice at the time, I used to MC and be on the mic hosting parties. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm going to try to rap in the tone that I use on the MC when I'm doing parties. And I used that tone, and it worked. And as I'm recording, K-Smith, he like, no, nigga, keep recording. You know, I'm on his studio time. You know what I'm saying? He like, keep going. So I end up completing the song and just kind of freestyled it. I wasn't prepared or nothing.
Wait, for Hold Me Down?
It's a freestyle, 100%.
And wait.
Yeah.
That was a freestyle?
100%.
Okay, well, let's go into that video right now, because if you ain't heard this, I'm obsessed with this. This is called Hold Me Down, Sincere Show.
Let's go.
This chorus is everything too.
I wrote the chorus in 3 seconds, man.
Oh my god.
And shout out to the co-writer on that too, my girl Chanel, she from overseas.
See, I bet my girl a pro, but I bet she ain't no hoe. And I bet she got some money, baby, she ain't never broke. See that waist slim and her ass off. She wanna be with a top ball.
The first song I ever rapped on, guys.
This one?
Right here. As myself.
I was like, that's some Bobby Shmurda stuff.
Yeah. We all about our money. Hustle to the morning. Party all week, but then we back to church on Sunday. See her, but her bad big. She hold me down cause I'm that nick. Lane's trap, but they can't get. I'm the only one that can deal with her. She
went and got that guap up when they had me boxed up.
Akon, LP, chain gang, locked up, but. That was for the ladies, man. I was still R&B seeing at heart. I just, you know what I'm saying, was rapping, that's all. But
see, on the next EP, we got to get you doing that, but then also singing the chorus.
You know what? In that actual, the second verse of it, I sing a little 8-bar at the end. That's real sexy, man. I stuck to my R&B roots.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't going to go too far. Sometimes I do, though. I ain't going to lie, because I be wanting to prove to these dudes that I could not only rap, but I might be able to rap better than you. And that's a lot of my motivation right now, so...
Okay, really? So when you're in the booth, or just in the studio, you want to work on a songs or whatnot, you know, I know you told me you're working on an EP. So when you sit down, you want to work on new music, how does Sincere get in his head? Is it something like, do you like to be in the studio while they're creating the beats? Do you like to hear a whole bunch of different beats and just kind of see what you vibe out with?
In my boss stature, I own a recording studio. Me and my cousin Akbar Abdul. We got the studio right in North Hollywood, and I sit in there from scratch. I make the beats with my producers. Shout out to my producer Benjamin too, man. He doing his thing, John Famous. We sit from scratch. And what I do is, I don't write music. It's hard for me to sit and write words. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it is just kind of like off the top. But, what I do is I like to create music with concepts. If you listen to Hold Me Down, which is the actual first record I did, the hook was pretty simple, you know, let me know if it's how I go, you're going to hold me down. But I made the actual lyrics to it about holding me down. You know, you hear these songs nowadays, they like, yo, this is the song, it's called this. And then you listen to it and niggas like, be rapping about nothing that got nothing to do. So that's what I do, man. I like to, we got a concept board where it's like, okay, what are we talking about? What is this song about? How can we say, because everything been said, you can't really say nothing. You know, you might say, I'm popular, because, you know, your head, I'm this popular person. How do you say that in a different way?
Yep.
How do you say that in a way that's better than just saying I'm popular? Mm-hmm. And that's what we sit down and we just brainstorm about how to deliver the message in a different way. And a lot of my song titles, just when you look at it initially, you like, okay, this is about something. So that's what I'm into.
And now we were talking about your other music video for The Way In.
You said
this was kind of something special, a three-part.
I hooked up with these guys, Black Diamond. They own this website. Shout out to my boy Jonathan, Ace of LA. And when I started to rap, a lot of people were like, rapping, like, why would you rap? You know what I'm saying? You could sing, everybody want to sing. And I was like, man, you know what I'm saying? I just think I'm good at it. And so we had came up with this idea, because I used to box, I used to train as a boxer, and we wanted to do this series called the Champ Series. And it's a 3-part series. So it started at the weigh-in, and then it goes from the weigh-in to it starts at training day, then the weigh-in, and then main event, and then the champ is here. So basically, I'm taking you through the process of not, like, nigga, I could rap. So I'm gonna start off with this training. We gonna spar a little bit. Then we gonna go to the weigh-in. You know what I'm saying? Make sure we write, and then it's the main event, and then it's the champ. And we actually put it out as an EP on iTunes. So you can get that if you, look up. It's called Apollo Creed.
And there's also a video for each.
It's a video for each song. And, it's just really me just rapping. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We wanted to do dope visuals for them that were all different. And, a lot of people actually like the weigh-in more, because I, you know, we put out three different ones, and yeah, they was like, the weigh-in, that's the one, you know. So I just, I don't know, I just was putting out stuff, and Nizzy J made those records, and John Famous made the Training Day, but we just sat down, and I just was rap freestyling. I just was mad, you know. I don't know, man, I had this thing in me where, with the girl that I was working with, the artist, the rapper, we had gained a lot of ground, and then she just upped and moved to Atlanta, and I'm like, yo, we could, you know, make this happen. And she upped and moved to Atlanta. I was just mad. I'm like, just fuck everybody, you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of my friends are rappers. I'd be in their studios talking crazy, like, yo, I'm the hottest rapper, you know what I'm saying? So I made a lot of enemies, you know what I'm saying, around this time on my Apollo Creed shit. But you know what I'm saying? I feel like we put out something that was true to where I was at that point in my life. And I wasn't really making music. I was just rapping at that point. So I learned how to rap. I taught myself how to rap.
So this was kind of your... If we were to compare it to boxing, you're kind of training.
Yeah, this was my training. This was my training. And then once I got to the main event, I felt like I was ready to put out songs. And then after that, you'll see songs slowly coming out. And then a couple of freestyles I got out with Currency. And, you know, you see stuff popping up here and there. But we about to go full throttle after this, though.
All right, so let's take a look at the video. It's the Weigh-In Sincere Show. Oh, it is the same Black Diamonds.
I can't hear myself.
We actually put all this this
turn
black
my headphones up.
Like political stuff behind me, political
Lizzie.
Undertones about Chicago and the Black
Panther.
Welcome
to the show.
No. Wanted to kind of make
know.
It.
Yeah. All I know, I'm trying to get to this dough. All I know, all I know. I ain't never been afraid of no nigga. You a hoe nigga,
welcome to the motherfucking show, nigga.
I used to stay strapped till I caught a case. Now my brother Chase keep the 47 in his lap. These bitches be fucking, these niggas be hating. My whole clique got a budget, so why you testing my patience? My money is long, my bitch too toned. Most of these rappers, these gimmicks, these niggas look like Jerome. On anything, I'm in the Veen, you ain't never seen. Post it up in the shower, I'm on Laramie. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
All I know,
I'm trying to get to the dough. Yeah.
You rap clowns
better not show up to this weigh-in.
See, I'm mad.
I ain't mad about nothing. I'm just mad.
That nigga made it.
I love all the visuals too, from just the pictures on the wall to using the simple those lights.
Yeah. You gonna see me in it was all planned, man. We don't do nothing just to do it.
So they all got it the weigh-in Sincere Show.
Man, yeah.
Okay, so now you said
SincereShow.com.
Which is where, if any of you guys want to see any of his music videos, sincereshow.com. Okay, but let's talk about this EP,
mm-hmm.
which is called After the Show Airs. It's called The Show Will Be Televised.
Yeah, The Show Will Be Televised.
So now we went through the training,
mm-hmm.
and now we're being elevated to the show. We're gonna now experience the Sincere Show. What is that going to give us? Is it going to be fully hip hop?
Well,
is it going
to
be
what's
R&B
about
mix?
To happen is a lot of people, some people know, but I'm going to be on an actual TV show. Love and Hip Hop is a reality show on Hollywood. It's about, you know, people in the hip hop business and their relationships. And I made the cut, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot, you know, Omarion on it, Ray J, Young Berg, Lil Fizz. So the show
which,
will,
you're, you, which you know all of
these. Yeah, I know all these guys. The only person I don't have a relationship with is Fizz.
Okay.
But I know the rest of them, you know what I'm saying, for one reason or another. I used to be Ray J on tour, so, I mean, obviously, I know this guy. And then Berg brought me to L.A. and stuff like that. So it's we all family, you know what I'm saying? It's all love. Soulja Boy actually on it, too. That's one of my homies. So, the show will be televised. I mean, I'm Sincere Show, and I'm definitely going to be on TV. We're talking about 6 million viewers watching this thing every week, man. man. It's a great platform. A lot of people, they like, well, why did you do it? Because I was already in a good position just with the stuff I was doing. And I was just like, well, shit, I don't got nothing to lose. I'm 26. I got some money. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the greatest space of my life. Why not give myself another 6 million viewers to follow and see what I'm doing? And if we could capitalize off that, right now is the time. So Mona and VH1, they gave me the opportunity to be a part of the cast. And, you know, this thing going to air next month. What's the
September
the 15th. So that's a couple weeks from now. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see, we're going to be on national TV. And, with the hopefully success of the show, if it go the way I think it's going to go, it's already a popular franchise. Mm-hmm. We're going to end up, getting a lot of fans off of that. And I want to drop the EP right out of it. And I'm not saying I want the shit to go platinum out the gate. I'm going to work this thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hit the ground. We're going to do videos for every song on it.
So and, now the EP's 7 songs and it'll have 2 bonus tracks.
And 2 bonus tracks. Right now, I'm still going through the process of growing as an artist, trying to find my lane. Me being a songwriter, I'm constantly writing music. Some shit for me, some ain't for me. I'm just writing shit. So we just going to throw it out there. We going to put out the EP, then we're going to drop a mixtape shortly after that. And we going to see what stick, you know, what the people like from Sincere Show.
And so you say you like a theme. You like to write to a theme.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the themes that we're going to see
on the EP? I'm the party guy, so you got some party shit. I got a song called What Happens in Vegas, and I'm basically taking you through the process. Like, nigga, you be in Vegas, you see some, you meet some bitches, but it's like what happens in Vegas makes its way to LA. Your shit might pop up in Chicago. It used to be what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but now with social media and all that stuff, you don't know who gonna see you in Vegas. You posting selfies, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like it's funny. It's a fun record about, I'm in Vegas, but shit, it used to be, it's private. Now it's like, nigga, everybody know about the shit. I got another record called Do It All Again. And, it's basically, if I could get away with something like robbing a bank or, you know what I'm saying, popping a million bottles in a club, but if I get away with it, I'll do it again. You know what I'm saying? Which we all would do. You fuck your girl best friend, get away with it, you probably do it again. You know what I'm saying?
We don't need to put that on camera.
Not you, but the average person, you know? So you just getting a lot of stuff like that, man. Just talking about the experiences of my life. That's all.
And then you're also giving, your fans a birthday mixtape in February.
Yeah, I'm gonna drop it around my birthday. My birthday's a big deal. If you live in Hollywood and you go out and you party, then you know you gotta go to Sincere Show birthday party. It's a big deal. This year we did it with Meek Mill. Last year we did it with Puff Daddy. And then a year before that we did it with Rihanna. So man, I'm excited, man. And I already know with the success of the TV show, and then my birthday is already a big deal. Dropping something around that time is gonna be, you know what I'm saying, good for me.
And the mixtape's called King of All Shows Volume 1.
Yeah, Volume 1.
So how is this different from the EP? What are we going to
The EP, you getting well-crafted music. Well-crafted. I'm talking about, like, you're going to hear this shit and be like, this guy's an artist. And I wanted to kind of drive it a little bit more towards top 40.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not just into doing a bunch of rapping. And
so we'll hear you sing on
I'm it. Singing on this. I'm going to be singing a lot on the EP.
Okay.
And also rapping on it. But well-crafted music, from the production to the concepts of the songs to just the way I'm writing and the patterns that I'm spitting in. The mixtape is just gorilla time. Like, I got a lot of unorthodox ways of rapping. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
That's really funny you say that, because going through all of your music, you can't put you in a box.
No pattern.
There's none.
No pattern. Shout out to King Los. When I first started rapping, he was a guy I was around a lot. And you can't follow this dude. Like, this guy raps, there's nobody like this dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nobody like King Los. He's the best rapper ever to rap. This is my feeling. This is what I believe. This dude will sit and you will throw words at him, and he'll just take the word and flip it and make it. And I sat and I just watched this dude for months. You know what I'm saying? Running around with this guy. And I was like, yo, if I'm a rap, I gotta be as good as this dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the mixtape is just that. It's the Young Sin. Shout the Los, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just going crazy on a lot of the songs. So you're going to get just me in gorilla mode, hungry.
So there y'all have it. So February, we got the birthday mixtape, King of All Shows. The EP, which will drop at the end of the Love and Hip Hop season.
Love and Hip Hop, which I'm unsure. I know we probably going to run for like 3 months.
Yeah.
So that's looking like November. No, what is it?
Yeah, end of November.
Yeah, probably, like November, so, you know.
All right, so we'll get some music before the end of the year and then at the top of the year. And everyone can follow you at
Sincere Show on Twitter, Instagram, Vine.
Your website is SincereShow.com. All right. Yep. Now, we're going to do this thing. It's called the Six Mix.
Okay.
So I'm going to play six songs that came out this week. We're going to listen to a quick little clip on it. Let me know what you think about it, if you're into it.
Let's do it.
Yay or nay. So the first one comes from Lauryn Hill.
Black Hollywood Live. Let's go.
And it's called Black Rage, and it is a song to Ferguson. So let's check this out, Lauryn Hill.
Oh, man. Rage. Let's go, Lauren.
She took a fun little sample there, too.
Two-thirds a person, rapings and beatings and suffering and worsens. Mm-hmm. Black human packages tied up in strings. Black rage can come from all these kinds of things. Black rage is founded on blatant denial, squeezed economics, subsistence survival, deafening silence and social control.
Lauryn Hill, mm-hmm. Black Rage.
For sure. Classic Lauren. You know, she always got a message.
Yeah.
With her, the message is always bigger than the music. You know what I'm saying? So that's why she's Lauryn Hill. You're going to get that message behind it. I mean, I love it because it's Lauren. We ain't had none from her in about 15 years. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? 12 years. She ain't. So, I mean, I love anything Lauren put her name on. I'm with it 100%.
And with everything going on right now in Ferguson with the riots and stuff, it's, you know, to take a look at it, and I know it's hard to not want to use violence, mm-hmm. But in times like this, I think that it's important for, you know, these celebrities who have this pull.
To say something.
You know, and put it in, to do it in a fun way.
It's unbelievable, though. You know, it's like, man, it's 2014. you know, you just think we've come so far just as people, you know what I'm saying? It's like, why is all of this stuff still happening, man? But, you know, we've been fighting each other forever, mm-hmm. black, white, whatever, man. You know, since the beginning of time, there's stories in the Bible about how we even fought with each other, man. I think that's just the human nature, the same way animals kill and fight with each other. I mean, it's just the way of humans, man. And we just got to try to minimize it, but it's going to be here forever, man. And that's just what it is. So,
and as long as we keep a positive outlook and move in a positive direction. Like, here's another one. B.O.B. dropped this one. It's called New Black. Let's take a listen to that.
Tell me what it means.
What?
To be black. Someone tell me what it means. Who I gotta vote for? Who am I to be? What car I gotta drive? Where I gotta buy my jeans? Black man. If you ain't really hood, you can be a black man. Is it cause I'm proper when I speak? Black man. Should I be a chain and gold teeth? Black man. Or Martin Luther King had a dream? Black man. Mm-hmm. A dream? Black man. You really gotta practice what you preach? Black man. How you gonna talk about peace? Black man. When I got death threats on my screen, I'm not the enemy. Black man.
Yeah.
So who draws the first straw? Everybody hurt. Who calls the first call? As soon as you see niggas get the fight.
B.O.B. New Black.
Yeah, one of the most underrated artists in the game.
Thank you. Him and Teyana Taylor. Like, yeah. I just can't.
One of the most underrated lyricists and talents in the business. This guy plays the damn guitar, for Christ's sake. Let this man do what he here to do and inspire the world. But, you know, they want him to make pop music.
Yeah. And so I forget where I was. And I don't even, they weren't even having the conversation with me. But I overheard them say, B.O.B. is the wackest rapper out there, something like that. And I just had to stop.
Not true.
I had to interrupt. And I had to say, excuse me, I saw this man on stage playing a guitar, using the guitar as a drum too, rapping while strumming on a guitar and beating up, like,
you sitting outside Panera talking shit. You can't multitask to save your life, brother. Okay. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these guys, so, I mean, whatever. Shout out to B.O.B., man. I was just with him the other night too. He came to one of my parties. He's a humble guy, man. He ain't running around with a bunch of securities and stuff, and this dude is super rich. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to B.O.B., man. Real guy, man.
There, y'all check that out. B.O.B. New Black. All right, next. She is the hottest thing out right now. Tinashe.
I love her.
With ASAP Rocky. It's called Pretend.
I'm single.
You're going to have a lot of girlfriends.
Listen, man. I'm coming for all of them. Yeah.
She said hi, top 40.
Say, I won't be a one-hit wonder.
Right.
Up, suicide, no side. We never count points when we cut that. Let's
Tinashe, Pretend featuring ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, if I could get her and Tiana at the same time, that'd be crazy.
They're both dancers too.
Man, that'd be crazy. Man.
All right.
A Tinashe Taylor mix, you know what I'm saying?
Tinashe Taylor. Yes, that's a
good Yeah, I like that song. That's
tour.
A nice vibe.
But you got something going there, Tinashe Taylor.
Tinashe Taylor.
All right. That's your show.
Welcome all right. to the show.
Next, Flo Rida. Now, okay, I'm very indifferent to Flo Rida sometimes.
Yeah.
But I had to do this because I'm obsessed with Sage the Gemini and I Am Sue.
Oh, he on his jump?
Yes. So,
yo, first of all, I Am Sue, that nigga go hard,
oh,
dog.
Everything. It's just like, you see hard. I Am Sue was on a track, you're like, oh,
you're like, I gotta listen to it. Let me hear this, man.
So here we go. This is Flo Rida featuring Sage the Gemini.
This is my man. Shout out to the
GDFR.
Shout out to DJ Charisma, man. Young California, what's up?
It's going down for real.
Okay.
They got them Jason Derulo horns.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, Flo Rida always gonna win, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's going down for real. Just gonna be playing in Supper Club on a Friday.
Yep.
Shake for a shake. I'm throwing these Emirates in the sky. Let's go. Awesome llama, make them piece the M-O-N-E-Y. I
love my beaches, South Beaches. Flo Rida featuring Sage the Gemini, GDFR. Check out that track. That is a party.
Flo, you got another one, man. I just seen this nigga Flo Rida. I went to go see James Brown. He was went to see the James Brown movie too, man. Yeah. Listen, man, come to Hollywood. You'll see all of your biggest guys you want to meet, man. I'm telling you, if you out there, come to fucking Hollywood right now. You know what I'm saying?
You heard it here first, Flo Rida. All right, next. So this is one of my top favorite rappers right now. I just found him. I've literally played a track of his every week in the Six Mix.
Okay.
Cool story. Jermaine Dupri randomly found him.
He looked like a wrestler. Is that him? Or is that a real wrestler?
No, I think that's just a wrestling picture. So, because the song is called Hunger by Quest. I'm just going to let you guys listen to him. Like, he's just retarded.
You ain't never lie. Just a little nigga representing front of 305. Used to roll around up in a 1996 Nissan. Bought it from an A-Rap. Got robbed 3 months late on some dumb shit. 19 stunting on these niggas like a rush shit. I was trying to get it. Every single morning took the bus to hit the studio. My nigga, I was living on a mission. Thought I was the greatest every minute. I would say I need a record deal. A nigga stay with you. Homie yelling, all you do is
rap, give a little Eminem
like
a time?
Yeah, he got that vibe.
You just gotta deal with it. Can't stop a nigga when you know we got a vision. 16's all I got is 16's. Rap about it, homie.
He got a little party next door on him too, man.
Oh, party. You know him?
Nah. I'm saying that Party B, he got a little crazy unorthodox style too, like that.
Yeah, he, every song I've heard has been amazing. Like, and I just, he just came out of nowhere.
I'm looking to this guy, man. Shout out to the Supreme Team, man. We the Dream Team.
Hey. All right.
And I be plugging everything. You see, man, I'm so comfortable.
No, I'm sitting here trying. I feel like I need to write down half the names you done called. I'm like, who we got here? All right. But of course, last but not least, you dropped a freestyle.
Oh, yeah, man.
Tell us about the freestyle on, like, the number one song out right now.
Yeah, man. Ooh, that boy looks so debonair.
Hey.
You know what, man? I was motherfucking in the club, Supper Club on Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? Hosting that thing. Supreme Team, we doing our thing. And DJ BAD dropped a Bobby Shmurda freestyle. I wasn't even in tune. Listen, I be so caught up doing my own shit. I wasn't even knowing that this was going on. It's crazy.
The Shmurda
and
dance.
The club went crazy to the Bobby Shmurda. I didn't know what the fuck Bobby was talking about. I know some nigga got hit a week ago or something. Yep. Other than that, you know what I'm saying? And who hit me? My man Martez from Chicago, man. Shout out to Chicago. He said, yo, you gotta do a remix of that, man. You gotta do a remix of that. And I was like, you absolutely right. I do gotta fucking do a remix to it. So I went and right the same night, right after the club, and it was really a freestyle, because that's what I do, man. I freestyle, man. So that's what you got, man. The Bobby Shmurda, man.
All right. And so before we play that, one last time, where can all your fans find you?
SincereShow.com.
SincereShow.com. Also on Twitter and Instagram.
At SincereShow.
There you guys have it. Make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Tweet me at DJ Jesse J. We're going to leave y'all with Sincere Show.
Shout out to DJ Jesse J.
Hot Shmurda Freestyle.
Welcome to the Jesse J Show.
Hey, it's the beat.
Welcome to the show.
So you was on several when you recorded it.
Oh yeah, I went right in the booth. My man YG out there just seen him. I'm like, let's go. Funds, nigga. Yeah. Just trying to get these funds, nigga. LA. Me and YG, big and back, me and Bo. Made a million, but I never graduated school. Yeah. We ain't playing battle rules. Bitches out of Hollywood, fucking for a pair of shoes. Young nigga, I done seen it all, done it all. When you was a shorty, them niggas made fun of y'all. I always been a hot nigga. I just fuck them and leave them. You tryna wipe a thought, nigga. 2,000 on my feet to make you lose sleep. Knock the pussy at your bitch and have a counter sheet. Shadrack and Warzone, we ain't calling for peace. But the whole hood listen when a nigga speak. Pop you in your hip and have you do the Bobby Smurder. Always put in work, but I ain't never been a worker. Shit. Wavy like a fucking surfer. Know some bitches just to get the chicken there and fuck the server. So we eatin' at Roscoe's. We eatin' at Harrow's. Come on. Let's go. My Muslims offended. If my Muslims get crazy, they gon' tear up this bitch. Get the, yeah, get on some terrorist shit. I said, before you start disappearing. King show when my money got no ceiling. Yeah, man, I was talking crazy on that, man.
Hot shmurda, y'all. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online, Twitter, and Instagram. Also, make sure you guys check out thesincereshow.com. We will be back September 12th. September 12th. Also, make sure you guys check out Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, premiering September 15th.
August 15th, man. Welcome to the show.
Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.